He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Lately, I've been teaching a teenager to drive, so a bit of a fraught process sometimes. But for the most part, driving is a thing that a lot of us in New Zealand take for granted, almost like a rite of passage. But driving is an important step on the path towards independence. And for our refugees and migrants, that journey can take a while.
Okay. هلأ نفس الإشي هون. السيارة الزرقاء والسيارة الحمراء إيش عندهم؟
Give way
sign. Both of them has give way sign.
Welcome to Voices. I'm Katie Gossett, and today I'm at the Canterbury Refugee Resettlement and Resource Centre. And what you can hear there is a lesson in New Zealand's give way rules. So never the easiest of topics, and even harder if you're trying to get your head around it in a different language, as many new arrivals have to. But luckily here, the instructor, Rana Al-Khalili, is taking the class mostly in Arabic. And with recent funding from the budget, we may see more of these types of classes around the country. More on that later. But today, Rana is also translating the class into English, not just for my and your benefit as listeners, but because today she also has an Indian student, Amonria Singh Vora.
Yeah. So what's the difference between question number 42 and 43?
Yeah, they're coming from opposite direction.
Yeah, so the red car will come from the right side.
Amonria is here today because he wants to find work.
My job opportunities that get limited because of my not having a New Zealand license. I can't legally drive on my international license here, so I've got to get that converted. That's my main reason.
Now, Amonria is lucky because, as you hear there, he's already driven in India, so he has experience. But it's also about learning the rules here.
I had to give the theory test initially, but I didn't get enough marks to pass the test. But just coming here, somebody explaining to me in person has been really helpful because it's different. The rules are different in India compared to New Zealand. Here, everybody follows the rules. So in India, nobody follows the rules.
And he wants to actually understand those rules as opposed to just memorizing them, as he says some migrants do.
They tend to photographically remember the answers, but they don't understand the logic behind it. They have a tough time clearing the practical ones because they don't understand the rules.
The blue car has to give way?
No.
Okay. هلأ نفس الإشي هون.
Which is why these classes in Arabic are so important. Among the students I've met here today are Abdallah Elenani and Safar Ismail. They came here from Egypt to support a family member injured in the 2019 mosque attacks, and it's been a tough time. Rana translates for them.
They are scared, especially when they go to the mosque, because everything coming in their mind, you know, what happened, and everything on the social media, what happened.
They want to stay on here to offer their children a better life, but they need a way to get around the city.
As any families, they want a license because they want to drive their children to the school. They're studying, so they need the car. He said about the work, if you want to work, I think it's important thing if you have full license or not, right? So because of this reason, they want to take it.
Also at today's lesson are Ahmad Harab and Fatima Alosh. They've come here as refugees just in the last 6 months. Originally from Syria, they escaped the conflict there by moving to Lebanon, but found they had very few rights.
There's no anything in Lebanon, there's no home, no education for their children, nothing. That's why they apply as a refugee, and they are so lucky that they came here.
Like her classmates, Fatima is envisaging better opportunities for her family here in New Zealand.
Jobs for her children, the most important thing, the education. She need feel the safe in this country.
But it's not easy. The couple have 6 children, now all studying, but at different schools.
So sometimes she took more than half an hour walking to the school, especially when it's raining and it's cold. It's very difficult for her.
And those pressures mean demand for these kind of classes is growing.
There are so many people. The amount that you see today is very less, but more and more and more from the Afghani coming and asking for the driving class. And the practical one as well.
And speaking of that,
This is one of our cars. We bought those two cars to help the people get their restricted or full license.
The practical classes will be the next step for these students, using one of two new dual-controlled cars.
We put another accelerator there.
Today, Rana's talking through the process with Amon Ria. As someone who's already got experience, it's likely he'll be one of the first to take part in the practical component.
So, sit here, please, and I'll go from the other side to instruct you for the driving. Sure. Okay?
Thank you.
Shall I adjust my seat?
Adjust your seat and put the seat belt.
Now, while Rana is the face that students on this course will see, there's someone else behind this scheme driving it, someone who knows firsthand what refugees need to get by in this country.
My name's Ahmed Thani. I'm the founder of this organization, long time back.
In fact, it was in 2004 that Ahmed set up the centre after reflecting on his own experiences as a refugee from Somalia.
And I understand the refugee journey. I have seen a lot of problems. They don't understand the culture and they don't understand the language. A lot of barriers they will actually face. And the halls, the works that they are doing, the other agencies, I have seen there's a lot of holes to fill.
And so this driving course has been part of Ahmed's plan to fill one of those holes. He's bought the two cars with help from community donations and has now approached the Ministry of Social Development for funding to train four instructors who will lead the practical lessons, and it will all be free for the students. Because Ahmed is aware that when things get too expensive, people try to bend the rules.
They buy a car and they drive without driving license, and then they will get a huge fine, and that will be one of the obstacles that they face, the young people.
So the instructors are going through their training now, and Ahmed hopes the practical part of the course will be up and running by the end of the year.
We will put the learner sign, and you know about the car, did you drive?
In the meantime though, it's not the only option for new arrivals who want to drive. The Open Road Program is a successful scheme that started out in Hamilton and is now available in 11 locations around New Zealand. It's funded by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment and relies on help from volunteer mentors. And while it is only available to former refugees, it can make a big difference in people's lives.
It's always so rewarding and exciting to see the smile on people's faces and a sense of achievement.
The program's operations lead, Stephanie O'Brien, and she is someone who knows personally what a driver's license can mean for families.
I've been a single parent most of my life and my kids have played a lot of sport, and that just isn't possible to do if you don't have an adult in the house that drives. So for children from refugee families to be able to visit friends or play sport and, you know, really become part of New Zealand communities, having a license makes a really big difference.
Since the program started in 2016, they've had 1,130 people get their licenses, but there are only so many places available.
The demand is really, really high, and, you know, that really reflects the need within all the communities around New Zealand to have a driver's license to access jobs and healthcare and education.
But some new driving opportunities may be opening up both for refugees and migrants. The Ministry of Social Development currently runs 57 programs across the country specifically focused on driver licensing support. Those programs are open to anyone within the community, but
with our people who are refugees and migrants, even more so, it's very, very important that we have support in place for them to access these programs.
That's Mark Goldsmith, the Regional Commissioner for Auckland Central East and Tamaki Makaurau. In his role, many of the programs are run by professional driver training organisations, so they can get good pass rates for the people taking part. But MSD also partners with community groups like the Uma Trust, which gives free driving lessons to women from a refugee background. And some of those lessons are in the women's own language.
They're able to deliver the license training in multiple languages, whether it's Hindi, Burmese, Mandarin, in addition to English, even Samoan. We're trying to ensure that we're able to deliver training programs to our people in a way where they're most comfortable.
And that brings us to that budget announcement. The government says there'll be funding of $86.5 million to help more New Zealanders get their driver's licences. That's up to 64,000 people over 4 years, 10,000 of them in the first year. Mark Goldsmith says it's a game changer.
We're really excited about this opportunity. That's helping people get on the road safely, get extra confidence that they didn't have before by actually achieving a licence. But it's most important, it's about opening up those job opportunities for people. So this is going to be amazing for our next generation of children.
Now, he can't say how many of that first group might be from the refugee and migrant community, but is it fair to say we might see more driving lessons in a range of languages?
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than being able to deliver training or programs in a client's mother tongue. We want people to be able to understand the rules. And so being able to find providers out there that can actually train people in their mother tongue, the outcome into employment is phenomenal.
And in fact, the proof was in the pudding recently for Mark. He turned up to the UMA Trust to hand out driver's licences to women who'd passed their tests, and lo and behold,
none of them were there. So I kind of was sitting there with my certificates, but no one was there because everyone who had the full licence was actually at work that day.
One lane. So is that a party أولوية للحمرة?
Yes.
That bodes well for this course here in Canterbury. And for the man behind it, Ahmed Tani, it's part of a bigger vision of helping new migrants feel that they belong.
Now, you have got a license, you can drive, you are independent. What you can do for this country, what you can contribute. And that's really the bigger picture. And I believe that everyone, if he actually contribute, they will actually be dignified and they'd be proud to contribute the economy of the country. That's what I believe, personally.
And that's Voices. I'm Katie Gossett, and Alex Hammer is our studio engineer. More than a quarter of the people who call New Zealand home were born elsewhere. So if you'd like to hear more of their stories, follow Voices on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it at rnz.co.nz. Ka kite anō.